I've been an elder in this congregation for, what, 28, 29 years? 61, that's 28 years, isn't it? Most of the time, the work has been pleasant. Sometimes there's been some problems. We've had some hills to climb, some battles to fight in the past. We've won those battles and we've kept going. I think I can say without any fear of contradiction that this has been the toughest that I've run into. Bobby Watts made the statement one time that he could go to heaven without being an elder. And I think that does apply. And the simplest and the easiest thing for me to do to get out of this would be to resign. But if somebody can't come and show me just exactly, knowing what I know, that I am doing something wrong, then there's no way in the world that I can resign. No way. I don't think this congregation is going to go liberal all that fast. We heard the letter from, or the about the call from Paris. The same thing has been discussed in Houston. It's been discussed in various parts of Fort Worth. I know that. That one or two men have left, and consequently, the congregation is going liberal. Well, if I have my way, that's not going to happen. I'm going to do what I can to deter that thing. Now, I may not be as vocal as some have been about what's happening in various parts of the brotherhood. I'm going to be on guard for those things because I think that's what elders' responsibilities are. I think my responsibility and the responsibility of Bobby Watts and the other elders relates to this congregation here. And this is where our attention needs to be directed. We've got works here that are great. How many congregations have such works as we have? Nobody that I know of, at least not this size. And so it's my intent to continue as an elder until somebody can come and tell me where I have, knowing what I know, made some mistake which has caused this thing to be precipitated by this, the events of last Tuesday and then finally of this thing tonight. Consequently, I've got to continue.